Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast game recap for November 25th, 2015. The Orlando Magic defeat the New York Knickerbockers 191 on this Thanksgiving Eve, and there was a lot going on with the Magic entering this game. After Monday's outing against the Cleveland Cavaliers, Scott Skiles said, you know, flat out, with, you know, no holds barred, that the team needed to make a change to their starting lineup, and it dominated the storyline Tuesday and dominated the storyline Wednesday when Skiles announced that the Magic would start Channing Frye and bring Victor Oladipo off the bench. And I know that set a lot of people off. It was something that, you know, when you looked at the lineups that the Magic had available, it, to me, and I wrote about this on Orlando Magic Daily in several different forms, one or another, it was a move that seemed to make sense. Oladipo was struggling from the floor, struggling to get his offense going, struggling to find a rhythm with that starting unit despite everything that he gives the team defensively. He wasn't delivering sort of on his promise in a lot of ways, and I thought really needed some of the freedom that, that comes with being in the second unit. And for one game at least, that seemed to bear out. The Orlando Magic looked really strong defensively tonight against the Knicks. They really did a good job forcing the Knicks into difficult shots. The Knicks really could not come up with a run. The only run they really made was in that third quarter, but the Magic struggled themselves. They had their own issues, and they don't win this game without Victor Oladipo and his energy. Oladipo's final stat line on the night, 24 points, 5 of 15 shooting from the floor, but 13 of 15 from the foul line. He gets to the line. He continues to attack. And to me, and I wrote about this for the sidebar. You might be reading the sidebar now. I wrote about this for the site, for the afternoon for your Thanksgiving enjoyment. He looked like he had that pep in his step. He looked like he had that confidence that comes from knowing you're about to break out. That's what we saw at the end of last year that really worked. And it really worked tonight for maybe the first or second time all year. Victor Oladipo looked like the Victor Oladipo we expected to see. And that's a good sign for the Magic. What Skiles said Wednesday before the game was he suspected that getting Oladipo in a lineup where he could take the ball at the top of the key, run pick and rolls, really attack off the dribble like he did the last 2 years under the previous coaching regime would help him improve. And at least for one game, it did.
Maybe he was definitely that. He was definitely in attack mode. And it seemed like we were trying to serve them up a ton of blocks there for a while, you know, but we stayed in attack mode. So, you know, you live with that. And you know, we've sorely needed to be able to get to the free throw line, and he did a great job of that for us.
Victor Oladipo really changed the game in that sense, getting the Magic to really pick up their energy, because the first quarter was a bit sleepy, not necessarily in a bad way, it just wasn't particularly sharp. When you look at that starting lineup, as I noted on several occasions in the past few days, the Magic put out what is essentially their best lineup that they've used for any significant stretch of time this year. With the players that they had available, at least. There's a lineup that involves C.J. Watson that has played a little bit better, looking at, you know, net rating and plus-minus and all those on all those metrics that are available. But, you know, this lineup, you know, kind of held the ship steady. They didn't do bad. They didn't do good. And then Victor Oladipo steps in the second quarter and really turns this game around. The Magic outscore the Knicks 26-18 in the second quarter, take the lead there, and never let go. They never trailed after the second quarter. The Magic held, you know, a double-digit lead. It's kind of bounced between 9 and 11, 9 and 12 for much of the game, because the Knicks just couldn't gain any traction. The defense played incredibly well throughout the game, and the Magic got different things from different players. Throughout. At the beginning, I thought it was really Tobias Harris that drove the engine. He had 17 points, 10 rebounds, 4 of 6 shooting, 8 of 8 free throws. Those, as Skiles said, team needed desperately to get to the line, so getting 32 attempts and making 27. For a change, the Magic actually made more free throws than their opponent took, taking 27 and only giving up 25 free throw attempts. The Magic You know, the Magic really got different things from different players. So Tobias, you know, I thought did a really good job starting the game. Personally, I thought he did a really good job defending Carmelo Anthony, particularly early. I know Anthony ends up with 28 points on 9 of 17 shooting, but I thought Harris did a good job staying at home and making things at least difficult, frustrating the team. And the team defense really deserves credit for that, too. The Knicks never really found a rhythm, shooting 37.3%. Oladipo took over in the second quarter, helped, you know, spark that second unit, helped spark the team to take the run, to take the lead. And then in the third quarter, the Knicks scored the first 7 points of the third quarter, cut that 11-point lead to four, and then the Magic turned to Nikola Vucevic. I think he had a hand in the next 7 points, if I'm not mistaken, at least an assist, if not a field goal. And Vucevic took over the game. He scored 17 of his 22, if I'm not mistaken, in the second half. 12 rebounds as well. I think 7 of his 12 rebounds came in that second half as well. Really stabilized the Magic and helped them pick up the win that they so desperately needed. After a two-game losing streak isn't the end of the world. It isn't time for panic. But considering where the Magic were at entering this game, with the lineup change, with the potential changes that were coming, they needed something positive tonight, and so this was a much needed victory for the team.
We really needed it, win obviously was great, but I think that the way we played was really, really good, and we needed that. You know, we talked about it, within each other with the players, that we needed to respond better, that we needed to play like we did early in the year, you know, in preseason, the first couple of games. And we did that tonight, you know, both ends of the floor. We were aggressive on the defensive end. We took them away from their stuff. You know, they're a good offensive team. You know, they run some good stuff, and they got some good players. And we did a great job on that end. Offensively, we were unselfish, moving the ball. And you could just tell, you know, everybody was enjoying playing. It was a fun night, and I'm glad we did that, you know.
The defense certainly did set the tone, and even, you know, even the always kind of riled up always searching for more, Scott Skiles seemed pretty pleased with the way his team played overall tonight. And when I take a look at this game, it really did feel like one of the more complete efforts the Magic have had all season. Was it completely clean? Were there still issues? Yes, absolutely. The offense still kind of bogged down. They didn't shoot a great percentage, obviously, but they did get the job done getting to the line that helped them get to a offensive rating over a point per possession, which is a good sign for this team, and their defense stuck with it to keep the Knicks below a point per possession. So obviously they did something right. Defensively, they were really, really tough to crack. The Knicks just did not have they couldn't find a rhythm. You know, you look at like a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, you know, he is a big dude. I mean, seeing him in person for the first time, he is a long dude. He's definitely going to be a challenge. He blocked 6 shots, was really, really strong defensively at the rim. But the Magic, to their credit, kept attacking. And that was really the key to the game, was they never got discouraged. The shots weren't falling. They kept playing good defense. They had that as their backbone. And that was really the key to the game for the Magic. The defense led the way. Everyone found a way to contribute. There really wasn't much to complain about, to be perfectly frank. It was the kind of effort that you expect when you don't have your offense going. You expect your defense to hold you steady, and that's what happened for the Magic tonight. Their defense held them steady, and when, you know, Oladipo got in and found some seams and attacked, or, you know, when Andrew Nicholson was able to get some post-up looks, or Nikola Vucevic was able to get some post-up looks, or Tobias was able to get his looks, or even Elfrid Payton, who had a strong game as well, they're able to get their looks. It was all there. So, you know, it was a solid all-around effort. There wasn't much to be too upset about after the game. The defense played well. The team played well, and everyone seemed to contribute.
It was really a team win. You know, everybody that, you know, got on the floor did something positive, and defense was very good for most of the game. Tough team to guard, and we were pretty locked in, and, you know, overall did a nice job.
That would seem to be the best place to end any talk of this one. Again, the Magic defeat the New York Knicks 191. Just a quick run through some stats again for you. Victor Oladipo with 24 points, 13 of 15 shooting from the foul line. He's only taken 24 free throws on the year heading into this game, so that was a quite a nice surprise and bump. Nikola Vucevic, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 10 of 19 shooting. Tobias Harris, 17 points, 4 of 6 field goals, 8 of 8 from the line, 10 rebounds. And Elfrid Payton also with a double-double with 12 points and 11 assists, shooting 6 of 12 from the floor. So a lot to be very, very happy about with the Magic as they head into Thanksgiving. They'll get the day off on Thursday before they play the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday. So once again, the Magic defeat the New York Knicks 191. A couple of quick announcements. Zach Oliver of Orlando Pinstripe Post and I will be back for another episode of Orlando Magic Live. Name still kind of pending. We're still figuring everything out on that end as well. It's a new show. So please join us live. We're planning on broadcasting at 10 o'clock. Watch Twitter, OMagicDaily. I'll tweet out a link to the Google Hangout and to the YouTube so you can interact with us during the show. We're hoping to do this again every Thursday, typically before the TNT games, but because of the holiday, we're going to push it back a little bit, have some Magic discussion, talk about what's going on with the team since you know, we're the two big Magic sites out there. I appreciate Zach coming, joining me on that and joining me on this venture as well. We will also have plenty going up on the site as well on Orlando Magic Daily throughout the day and back at it Friday as the Magic take on the Milwaukee Bucks over at the Amway Center as the Magic have two more home games before they head out for that big December road trip that we always talk about, that big December Western Conference road trip to get ready that starts next Tuesday. So again, Magic win 191 over the New York Knicks. From everyone at Orlando Magic Daily, I want to, from wherever you are, no matter if you're in the U.S. or not, wish you all very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turkey, enjoy everything, enjoy your family, and hopefully enjoy us a little bit. That'd be nice too. So this has been Philip Rossman Reich. Thanks again for listening to the Orlando Magic Daily podcast. We'll catch you next time.